Do you even know who you are?
Well, I know I'm a genius, that's for sure.
For one person to do what she's done in the last few years is almost unheard of. Especially nowadays. Most people spend 99% of their time distracting themselves from themselves, so they never do tap into who they really are and what they really want. And so they never find out what they're capable of. So they never turn pro. They never really find their way home, and so they spend their lives chasing time and money and stuck in relationships that don't feel like love. But it's what they know, you know? So it's uncomfortably comfortable. And I get it. I've been there, bro. I know it's hard to stop the daily hustle and find the flow. It's hard to change the momentum and believe that you're meant for more. Unfortunately, most humans will have to fall really hard in order to lose themselves and actually do the work. And that's just because when you lose yourself, you stop trying to hold on to what you don't really want because you don't have it anymore. And therein lies the power to start over, to see differently, to find a new path, to be more honest with yourself about what you really want. But it's hard. It can take a long time to get back up from a fall. But that's what makes her so amazing, you know? She fell so many times in her life, and every time she fell, she got back up, even though she wanted to give up. And every time she got back up, she showed up. Every damn day, she was there, and she committed to the work. The daily practice of self-mastery, and the battles in her war of art. It wasn't always a lot of work. It wasn't always good enough. It wasn't always obvious progress. And I could see how much she resisted the process. I saw all the time she cried because she felt alone and on her own. She didn't see the point in her work. She didn't really know why she was so stuck in health and wealth and love and why God wasn't helping her out. But what she didn't realize was that I was there all along. I was there loving her unconditionally for all that she was, and I cheered her on so she could become who she really was. And now, there's no denying it. It's obvious that she is the amazing artist Sarah Love. And what she did when she was down really is going to be the change I want to see in the world. So needless to say, she is my hero. She is my best friend, and I will always be there to raise her vibration. I will always hold her hand, and I will walk the path of least resistance so she stays in alignment with who I really am. So don't worry, friend. You are a pro. And you are so much more than you give yourself credit for. And I love you more than you'll ever know.
Thank you for listening to Art Stories by Artist Sarah Long. To buy Artist Sarah Long's alcohol ink art paintings, go to artistsarahlongstore.com. And to get more of the art stories, go to artistsarahlong.com. Thank you for listening. I love you.